Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Herbie, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
After Monday afternoon's performance by George, I mean, yeah, he couldn't be more out of touch. But my initial reaction that day, while I was angry, and many of us on the air were, and some fans that were listening along. We have to keep in mind that most fans, I don't think they heard that. I don't think they know what happened there. And I could tell that because the next day, I saw more Bears gear than I've seen since 2018. I saw Bears flags all over my neighborhood. And I guess that's because they're supporting me for the Ryan Pace firing, mostly.
They are. I mean, they know that you were instrumental in getting him fired. Maybe Bill Polian listens to Early Odds and heard you go off. And he's like, this guy Ostrowski, he's got it all figured out. Get Pace up out of here, too.
I mean, I've started to talk about Virginia. Virginia, can you fire another son? But that's probably what needs to happen. His record is worse than all of them. And by Monday afternoon, my reaction was, I was so right. I can't root for this. I don't want him to win. I don't want George to win.
Make me a bicycle clown.
It's a Friday afternoon, y'all. You know what to do. Bass drop! Welcome in. My name is Lawrence Holmes, and I'm here with you until 2 o'clock. On the show today, we will talk with USA Today's Nancy Armour. She covers the NFL. She's written a couple of really good columns about stuff that's going on in the NFL. We're going to talk with her at 1. I promised you a Bears segment where there was something that I actually liked about what the Bears were doing. I will deliver that segment unless we get derailed, which is possible. I freely admit that. But that will happen after we are done talking with Nancy. Next up, though, we are going to talk about the Bulls. We're going to talk about the loss to Brooklyn and tonight's game against Golden State. Darnell Mayberry of The Athletic joins me next here on The Score.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Obviously not the game the Bulls wanted, nor this sellout crowd here at the United Center at 21,698. But is that what Annie says? Tomorrow, there's always tomorrow. Tomorrow's a day away.
You know, when your wife is Ann and my wife is Ann and you throw Ann out there. Yep. But yes.
And the final score, Brooklyn 138, Bulls 112.
Chuck and Bill talking about the Bulls getting blown out 138 to 112 to Brooklyn a couple nights ago. We're hoping to have a conversation with Darnell Mayberry, the Athletic, coming up in a little bit. If not, there are other things that we can discuss, including Herbie being mad at people on Twitter for revisionist history. But we'll get to that in a second. When I look at what happened to the Bulls on, what's today, Friday, on Wednesday night, my whole thing is you can't be in this place of letting the lows be super low when you're talking about the NBA. Like, an NBA schedule is daunting, and you're gonna drive yourself crazy. If you decide that that's how you're going to go with the up and down of an NBA schedule, it's not any fun for anybody, including yourself. Like, yeah, you can be disappointed in the way that they played, especially in the second half of that game, although the writing was a little bit on the wall in the first half of the game when you saw them not doing a great job of transition defense, which is one of the notes that Billy Donovan had about his team after it was all said and done. They need to get better, get back on defense. Like, that's a fairly simple proposition that is right there for the Bulls to make the correction. Now you're talking about, did you give maximum effort, Deadpool, or did you just say, we're gonna play the Nets and we're gonna try to match them bucket for bucket? That's a very dangerous game to play, because you've got three of the best bucket getters in the history of the NBA that were all on it. It didn't take long, but you could see that all three of those guys were on their game, and it's like they took groups of time individually to kind of show their dominance, where KD in the third quarter decided that he was going to assert himself, and Harden, I have a lot of sympathy for people who don't like James Harden's game. I am one of those folks. He is clearly effective, and the numbers say it. I understand if you were a fan of the team that he was on, you would love his production, but the way that he comes about his production as an opponent drives you mad. It's him kind of clumsily, even though it's not clumsily, getting into the lane and keeping you off balance. It's him hitting threes. it's him getting foul calls that you're like, really? Like, you're going to give him that call? And it's him going and winning games from the free throw line. It's a very boring type of basketball that he plays. I was having a conversation with someone on the text lines, which you're allowed to text us if you want. 312-644-6767. You don't have to. You can participate by just listening, and we appreciate that. Thanks, everyone who's on Twitch. I'm in the Hyde Park studio today. Twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore.
Twitch.
I was talking with a texter yesterday who I said that Kevin Durant's the best player in the NBA. And right now, like, he's the man right now. He's, even though LeBron's playing excellent, I still got KD as the number one guy right now. And this person said, no, it's Steph. And here's my thing with Steph. I love Steph. If I was putting together a 5-on-5, like, he would be part of my 5-on-5. The reason that I have Durant as better than Steph right now is because Kevin Durant can do all of the things that Steph Curry does. Steph Curry can't do all of the things that Kevin Durant does. Kevin Durant can guard at least 3 positions, maybe 4. Steph can kind of guard 1, and it depends on who that point guard is and what that point guard is about. Now, it's mitigated because he'll go out there and drop 45 on your ass like that. But KD does everything. If he wanted to just be a guy that averaged double digits assists, he could. If he wants to win a scoring title, he has and he will. But he can also give you a night where he rebounds the ball 10 times. And I think that he's a better defender. So to me, the I love Steph. I love watching him play. I can't wait to watch him tonight. But if we were choosing upsides, KD would be my first choice. The guy is a monster. And you saw him do some of his monstrous stuff to the Bulls in the second half of that game. And we'll see what's going on with the Warriors, because they've been a 12-9 team in their last 21. And they're trying to reintegrate Klay. You know, Klay is back on the floor, which I think is wonderful. But there's other stuff that they're having a hard time not getting back on defense. So like I was telling Gabe and Groats, where tonight I'm looking to see if both of those teams are going to give a better defensive effort. I also would like to be entertained tonight. I want to see a fun game. Wednesday was not fun. Well, it was fun for a half. Maybe a half and 4 minutes into the second half. And then it was not fun at all. And to me, the fun is not always directly tied to the Bulls winning or losing. If they lose in a game that's entertaining, obviously I'm still going to be entertained. But yesterday, what struck me is how many people that really looked at yesterday's game as a referendum on what the Bulls are. And I think that that's really dangerous to do. And that's why I keep bringing up the idea of get your NBA muscles back. And I get it. It's been a really long time. You and I haven't really cared about in-season Bulls basketball. The schedule, whether it's 82 games or 72 games or how many ever games because of COVID, was really just a bridge to, are the Bulls going to make some big decisions that will then change the fortunes of the franchise. Now, they're in a place where you are tuned in, which is great. Like, you're going to be tuned in tonight to the Score for the local call of the game, 6:15 pregame with Chuck and Bill. So you are going to be tuned in to what's going on with the Bulls. Your antennas are up, and they're a little sensitive right now because you've had these good feelings, and it's the first time in 7 years where you feel good as a Bulls fan going into games. Like, you feel like your team has a chance to beat anybody, and then your team gets steamrolled. You have to understand that, and that's why what happened to Golden State last night I thought was hilarious, because it can happen to the one of the best players in the game and one of the best teams in the game, just like it happened with the Bulls. So don't flip out. Like, this stretch of games the Bulls are on is rough. And yeah, I think it'll get us closer to answering questions about what the Bulls need before the trade deadline and how they stack up against other teams overall. They've got the game against Golden State, then the game Boston, a game against Boston. Boston has been disappointing for a couple of seasons now, but, you know, back-to-back stuff, dangerous. Memphis, I don't know that anybody is playing better in the NBA right now than Ja Morant. Cleveland, which is a bad matchup for the Bulls because of the height advantage that they have in the post. And then Milwaukee, who the Bulls have not played yet. Milwaukee is obviously a championship contender because they have the MVP on their team in Giannis. I know that Jokic was the MVP last year. I'm just saying, finals MVP. And Giannis has been an MVP. They've got one of the best players in the league on their team, and their team has been playing. They destroyed Golden State. Like, they're not going away. So, yeah, this is a stretch of games for the Bulls where maybe we'll find out a little bit more about them. And I'm excited to watch tonight's game and see. This gives us a window into how Billy Donovan is able to attack losses and make it so that you don't lose the same game multiple times. Text messages are coming in. 312-644-6767 is the number. 847 text says, Lawrence, after watching last night, and honestly, I forgot about it's Giannis right now. He's the best player in the game. I will say that same thing. I think that Kevin Durant can do all the things that Giannis does, but Kevin Durant makes free throws and shoots three-pointers. People are asking, where's Giannis on my list? Hi. I haven't done it. We're not doing like an impromptu top five, but I would imagine that Giannis would be in my top five. I can't think of five players that are better than him. I also think that Nikola Jokic doesn't get nearly enough run as the best player in the game. Like, people need to talk about, like, look at the season that guy has had. I enjoy this when we get a chance to talk buckets writ large. Isn't it nice? Isn't it nice to be in a situation with your own basketball team where you aren't running to talk about other teams in the NBA because there's nothing to talk about? You're talking about it in conjunction with your team being good and how do they stack up against the best teams and the best players. These are conversations that haven't been had on the Score in 7 years. And it's wonderful. NBA action. It's fantastic. And now we're getting it. Like, we're in that conversation with the team that has the best record in the Eastern Conference. You can still be puffy-chested, and your team's not going to win every game. There's going to be a game where Brooklyn gets blown out, even with those three guys. They're going to have a game like that. And there's not going to be one person that's like, oh, this means that they can't be real contenders. Come on. I've also appreciated folks trying to give me comps for my whole softball thing that I'm doing. This one is probably the best one. Someone said I'm now Adrian Beltre, which he's one of my favorite players. So that's – and I am fun. Herbie, would you agree that I'm a fun teammate on the softball diamond?
Indeed. You're a fun guy. I'm like a mushroom.
Okay. all right. I mean, I know that I have that competitive thing, but I never take it out on my teammates, ever, because that's never a good look. Like, I like to have fun. It's supposed to be fun. Maybe when we play this year, it'll be safer for all of us to go get beers and stuff afterwards. Maybe. I like that park that we play in, too. You remember the name of it? I forgot the name of it. Is it Mozart Park? Is that where we are?
I'm not sure if it's called Is it?
I think it is Mozart Park. I think that's right.
Armitage, just way far on the west side.
I got to tell you that that's one of the neighborhoods that I don't know that much about either. Like, I'm glad that I'm getting an opportunity to see some of those neighborhoods and be like, yeah, maybe I can go find a restaurant that I like here, or maybe someplace got a good donut shop or whatever. This texter says Bartolo Colon. No, I'm not Bartolo Colon. I'm figuratively more well-rounded. Although Bartolo Colon could hit sometimes. He is scared to, but Adrian Beltre, someone said Chase Utley. That's almost fair. This texter says you're on KD. He's Steph, but he's 6'11". Exactly. He's 7 feet tall, and he can do the stuff that Steph does.
That is Mozart Park, and technically, I guess that's Logan Square.
Is it really?
That's what it says on the Chicago Park District's website.
I mean, wow, it doesn't feel like Logan Square. Huh. What's the next neighborhood over from that? Because that's usually where I end up parking. I usually end up parking on Pulaski. And then walking back, because that area is a little congested around the park.
Hermosa.
Sometimes.
Hermosa, yeah. Is the next place over.
And driving
south of that is West Humboldt Park.
That's kind of what I thought it was. I thought it was West Humboldt Park. But if it's still technically Logan Square, all right. I'm good with that. But driving up and down Armitage, like, that's – Or don't ordinarily go that far west on Armitage, and seeing the neighborhood like change over, and seeing some of the different grocery stores and
car starts breaking down.
No, I'm totally fine going up north. I'm not like Ranji going south of 35th Street. I spent a big portion of my life up north when I was at DePaul.
We just had on, Gabe Ramirez. After one of these holiday parties that we had, I think, at a brewery in that neighborhood, Gabe, I think, grew up in that neighborhood in West Humboldt Park or Humboldt Park, took us out to a local establishment. It was all good.
Yeah, I think that I'm going to, on House of L, I think I want to do like a neighborhood series and just talk to people about the neighborhoods that they grew up in Chicago. I think that's like the next thing that I want to do creatively with the pod. We shall see. We found Darnell. He's going to join us to talk about the Bulls next here on The Score.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Right quarter, Kyrie Irving against Ayo Dosunmu. Up good. Boy, that was a very tough, tough shot, because off the bounce, he beat Ayo, but then McKinney was there to try and, you know, seal him off, and Kyrie just put it in.
This is a 21-4 run.
How about that? 101-79 Brooklyn.
Yeah, and that run ended up at 43-8 in the second half of the Bulls game against the Nets. It was not pretty, but there's another opportunity for the Bulls tonight as they take on Golden State. I just re-upped my subscription to The Athletic this morning. Got it for a year for $40. And part of the reason that I renewed my subscription is because Darnell Mayberry writes about the Bulls there. He joins me on the Circuit Resort and Casino Hotline. Circuit Resort and Casino out in Las Vegas has one of the best sports books in the world. You can go there and have a wonderful time making your bets at the pool. Darnell covers the Bulls for The Athletic. What's up, man?
What's up, Lawrence? Thank you for being a loyal subscriber.
I am a loyal subscriber. I mean, y'all got all the money now, so maybe I shouldn't subscribe anymore. But the content is so good that I wanted to make sure that I was getting it directly to my phone, especially your coverage of this Bulls team that has had a sensational year. What do you make out of what happened to them on Wednesday night?
It happens. It's the NBA. You play games that just end up that way. They ran into a little bit of a problem in the third quarter where they were running into self-inflicted wounds, turning the ball over, taking bad shots, playing poor defense, and then Brooklyn capitalized on it. But everyone seemed like, from who I talked to that night, seemed like they could sort of sense it going in, not the score ending up as lopsided as it did, but they knew, you know, Brooklyn had lost to this Bulls team twice this year. They were getting Kyrie back. It was only the second time that they played with their big three of James Harden, Kyrie Irving, and Kevin Durant. And the Bulls are in the middle of a tough schedule while missing some key players in Alex Caruso, Javonte Green, and then 30 seconds in, Derrick Jones Jr. So I think the writing was on the wall from that standpoint.
With that being said, and Billy Donovan talked about it a little bit on Wednesday night, what went wrong with the Bulls' transition defense in that game?
I think it started probably with the offense. There were some tough shots that they were taking. The offense just looked out of sync. I was told that they were running some different plays that they hadn't run. I mean, they're trying to piecemeal this thing together at this point, missing so many different guys, key components who I mentioned. So I think that bled into the defense. You heard Zach LaVine, maybe DeMar DeRozan also talk about that after the game. The offense did bleed into the defense, and that led to some transition buckets for Brooklyn. And then it seemed like, I know DeMar DeRozan said this, it seemed like everything that could go wrong, it started to go wrong there in the third quarter once it snowballed.
I look at this game against Golden State tonight as a challenge for Billy Donovan. It's one of the points that we'll learn about him. Like, how does he take the negative feeling in that room after they lose and then put it into getting them prepared for this next game?
And that's the thing that we got to look at tonight. I mean, that's what Billy Donovan said. That's what the players said after that loss to the Nets. How are we going to respond? Okay, well, 48 hours later, let's see. I mean, here is an opportunity to play against the best team in the West, which, by the way, handed it to you out there at their place earlier this season. So just like the Nets remembered those first two losses that the Bulls gave them, the Bulls should remember what the Nets, what the Warriors did to them in San Francisco earlier this year. And I anticipate that they will. And they've been a good bounce-back team for the most part all season. I remember when they went down to Houston and lost a bad game that started the Rockets' little mini run that they had earlier. They came back and really waxed Orlando at their place. So, you know, they've had moments like that this season. But, look, the Nets and the Warriors aren't the Rockets and the Magic. So it's going to be a fun game tonight. I think it's going to be interesting. And they know they're on national television again. So I think players obviously get up for that as well.
Darnell Mayberry of The Athletic joining me here on The Score. Follow him on Twitter, at Darnell Mayberry, and get a subscription to The Athletic and read his coverage, along with great Bears, Cubs, and White Sox coverage too. When it comes to this particular team and how they've been able to get to the top of the Eastern Conference, what do you think is the most prevalent reason why we're seeing them have success?
The pieces aren't ideal fits, but they do fit. I mean, you've got DeMar DeRozan playing at an MVP caliber level. You've got Zach LaVine, who has done what I thought was going to be difficult for him to do, and that's sustained the efficiency and the productivity he produced last season. And then you've got Lonzo Ball and Alex Caruso who've come in here and re-energized this team defensively. And I think that's been the biggest thing next to DeMar and Zach playing at all-star caliber levels, and DeMar's case an MVP level. So the Ball-Caruso additions can't be understated, because defensively we're seeing it without Caruso in the lineup now. We've seen it without Lonzo Ball in the lineup. It's just not the same. The perimeter defense falls apart. The ball gets wherever it wants to go on the floor for the opponent, and whether it's layups or open threes, it's a struggle for the Bulls defensively without those guys in the lineup. So I just look at the talent that they've accumulated in a short order, and that's been the huge difference for this Bulls team.
Darnell, I love watching Io. I think that every Chicagoan is rooting for him for a lot of different reasons. He's got the Morgan Park connection, the University of Illinois connection, and we've seen what he's done when given his opportunity at the Bulls. I'd love to know what you see when you see how he has come in here as a second-round player and has really earned his minutes that he's being given.
Yeah, it's not something that you see all the time in the NBA. I was wrong about him for sure. I didn't think he'd crack the rotation simply because of the numbers, a numbers game, not because of – well, not necessarily. I won't say that. I watched him in summer league, and I thought this young man isn't ready to contribute at the NBA level in the regular season, and I was flat-out wrong. He's capitalized on opportunities, whether it was injury-related or COVID-19 health and safety protocols that have forced guys in and out of the lineup. And he's made the most of his minutes. Defensively, he's been unafraid to guard whoever the Billy Donovan throws at him. I mean, he was guarding Kyrie Irving and James Harden Wednesday night. I anticipate seeing him on Steph Curry tonight. So defensively, he accepts any challenge. Offensively, he's a much better shooter than I anticipated, especially as a catch-and-shoot player from the corners. And he's getting downhill, which we assumed he would do, and getting to the basket. And finishing a lot better now that he's finding his footing and some rhythm. So I just love everything I'm seeing from him. When he gets in the game, he generally finds a way to turn the tide in the Bulls' favor, and that's what you need, and that's not something that you expect from a rookie, let alone a second-round pick.
Last thing I want to ask you is about Zach LaVine. How has he found his footing with all of the new additions, keeping in mind that he's now playing on a team with expectations?
In a word, winning. Zach, I mean, I've talked to him about this privately. He said it publicly numerous times that the fact that they're winning, this is the best, most fun season he's ever had. And yes, he's had to take a back seat. The DeMar DeRozan MVP chants Wednesday night in the first quarter, when he got an and-one free throw, were the loudest that I've heard, and that includes Alex Caruso. And so for Zach to have to hear that after giving literally blood, sweat, and tears to this franchise since he got here in 2017, and then to hear DeMar DeRozan get that love that he probably knows he deserves and feels he deserves, you got to give him a lot of credit for that. But the fact that they're winning, I think, makes everything easier and more palatable. They're first in the East, and anyone who's complaining right now, I mean, it's gonna fall on deaf ears, because all you want to do is have a chance in this league to win. And now that they have that, especially given the past seasons that they've had, it would look completely bad of Zach LaVine to come out and complain about anything now that they're first place in the East. So I think that's what made it easy for him to really accept this new reality that he has, where yes, he's still the man, but he's got to share that limelight with DeMar DeRozan as well.
Darnell, as always, man, I appreciate when we get the opportunity to talk basketball. Keep up the great work at The Athletic.
Thanks, Lawrence. You too.
That is Darnell Mayberry, who covers the Bulls for The Athletic, and he does a wonderful job of it. We are going to switch over to a little bit of NFL and specifically Bears talk. Nancy Armour, who is stationed here but covers the NFL nationally, is going to join me to talk about that and all sorts of NFL issues next here on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.